today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, the World Cup has started. I had an interesting discussion about the World Cup with the guy at Target. I was going through, and he is a very energetic Spanish gentleman. He's one of my favorite checkers there. And he said, World Cup starts today. I said, absolutely. Who do you think is going to win? He says, you know, Germany always wins. I said, not World War II. He said, you know, you are right.
Now that the show is sold out, we can have this conversation, which will be had today and tomorrow.
It has to be done in steps.
Yes, we're working through the weekend.
Perfect.
That's wonderful. How is your wiener?
My wiener's great. Thank you for asking.
All right, very good. I may have made forward comments to the wife of a state trooper that was imbibing in my bar. And I was really just sitting at a bar stool looking at it going, ah!
Why is it that I...
hold on a second. Hey, yeah, come on!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nevada in the news on the Mike O'Mara Show today. We are going to be talking about Nevada a whole bunch. To start with, though, I'm going to surprise you because you might not expect what we're going to be talking about today. Dennis Hoff.
Yay!
Woo! Woo! Owner. Woo! Owner of the Bunny Ranch. Remember the TV show on HBO, Cat House?
Sure.
A regular visitor with the Mike O'Mara Show. He has a half a dozen legal brothels in Nevada. Hoff defeated hospital executive James Oscarson. He will face the Democrat, Licia Romanoff. Are these American people? Anyway, in November. And will be the favored candidate in the Republican-leaning Assembly District, because Dennis calls himself the Trump of Perumph,
and he joins
us now. And Dennis, it's always something with you, pal. It is always something with you. You are in the news, but now you know. Here you go. Your political career is launched. And you're going to be
like
a state
a
representative. And although we might not see eye to eye on politics, we're still friends. And I'm delighted to have you on the show. How are you, Dennis?
Oh, thank you. I'm great. It's been very exciting. It sounds like from that opening remark that I need to find out where her birth certificate is, right?
Oh, stop that.
Quit.
Behave
Dennis!
Yourself.
Come
you
on.
Behave yourself. Romanovs. Those were weren't the Romanovs like the royal family of Russia that
yeah.
got
But there was a fake Romanov in Hollywood that purported to be royalty but owned a restaurant. That's also another famous Romanov.
That's another famous Dennis, how are things out at the ranch?
Well, it's exciting. It's very exciting that the voters have voted me in. And, you know, that Trump of Trump, that came from Roger Stone.
Roger Stone is
a longtime friend, and he came out to support me, and we did a big event in Trump, and he had, that was his line. Dennis is a Trump of Trump. Look at he's a reality TV star. He's a television producer.
Yes,
he's got a best-selling book. He's got a lot of money. He likes pretty girls. He is the Trump of Trump.
The Trump of Trump. And Roger Stone. And the first question, when I saw that Roger did like a big rally for you, Stone, who is Trump's buddy out there, is a first question that immediately popped into my mind, Dennis. Your association with Roger Stone, was Roger a visitor? Has he been a customer? That's the first thing that pops into mind. I mean, how would you bump into this guy? Or, you know, I mean, does he hang out with Air Force Amy and some of the other ladies that I'm just curious about that.
He teaches political advice at the ranch sometimes with quiet sessions. No, the truth is that he and Tucker Carlson and I are friends, and that's the common denominator. Tucker introduced me to him a long time ago, And so, no,
have you ever seen Tucker, Dennis? Have you ever seen Tucker without his bow tie? If you know what I mean.
Yes, I have. Actually.
Okay.
You know, it's weird with my left-leaning political agenda that people give me a hard time for on this show. Once again, you mentioned Tucker Carlson, fan of the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes, from way
bumped
back.
Into him, bumped into him at the Palm in Washington, D.C. one time. He came over, we chatted, and it all just seems to overlap here. And, you know, why don't I have any Democratic friends? That's the why are no Democrats coming on this show? That's frustrating for me. But, Dennis, this is a big deal. You're and they say you're favored. You're favored in this county. Is that true?
Yeah. Heavily favored, and you know I get the feeling of how Trump lives his day, because you know half of America hates Trump, the Democrats, and about 25% of the Republicans who the established ones hate him, and I've got the establishment really trying to give me problems out here. They're not accepting the fact that I won, and they're it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Now, you, it says here that, and this is something where I think all Democrats and Republicans can all agree on, voters will be voting on closing down brothels, at least one of the seven Nevada counties where they're legally operating. That might be happening. The question will be on the ballot. How real is that? Because, you know, I think we think of Nevada as the last bastion where the world's oldest profession can thrive. Are they
prosper?
Are they serious?
Even, yeah.
Prosper. Prosper.
It's the last bastion of freedom. I mean, Nevada is about smoking weed, gambling, drinking, and women. And that's what it's always been about. And so, yes, what happened is my opponent actually started all that to get the brothels closed down in two counties. Mm. So it's almost kill an industry to kill half of the brothels in Nevada.
Oh,
and now we have to fight that battle, too. But it was a smokescreen, if you will, to keep me from focusing on my campaign, but it didn't work.
Wow. I might be crossing party lines with that on the ballot. Yeah. Go ahead,
Dennis.
Oscar
Santana here. We had the pleasure in Reno to hang out, and you brought a lovely flock of ladies with you.
I remember.
And I got to tell you, you're a hero to some, you're a villain to others. You're neither to me, you're just a businessman, right? Taking care of business. And as the Mike O'Mara show is coming to Las Vegas in 2018, we can discuss that further offline. I realize that there's a Las Vegas entertainment tax. And they make it very clear within the statute that if you have escort services of any kind, you have to pay Las Vegas entertainment tax. And that is part of the business. And that, I imagine, is something that's important to you, right?
Well, it is very important to me. I don't like the entertainment tax at all.
10%?
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Now, it doesn't apply to the brothels. They didn't bring the brothels into that, and partially because I was there and I spoke in front of the joint session and just said, no. And so it didn't apply to me, but I don't like that.
Well, what did the C part after you did? Is that how it works out in government, where you walked in front of like a hearing and went, no, and everybody, all right, Dennis, we're all set.
So I mean, saith Dennis Hoff.
Could you Dennis Hoff from the mountain saith, no. And that's the way it went down, or how did that happen?
I really just don't think they wanted to get in the national news, because that's what it would have been. That'd be, imagine having a penis tax or something.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
I was exempt.
Can you do the same for podcasters next time, please?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. I know you have a question for Dennis.
Yeah, we're talking to
Dennis Hoff, by the way, the owner of the Bunny Ranch and six other brothels in Nevada. Guy's been on the show a lot of times, and we love Dennis. It's always fun to have him on.
Dennis, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. And we don't talk a lot of politics on this show, but I love that you're here, because it's what Mike O'Mara has always told me. He said, we don't need to see eye to eye to walk hand in hand. And so when you come on, it really opens my eyes. What are the other planks in your platform? Obviously, you want to keep the brothels open, and I think a lot of people are in favor of that. But what else are you running on?
Great question.
Well, Judith Regan, I talked to her last night. She wants to do a documentary and follow me around for the next 6 months. But the new book is going to be Prostitutes to Politics, Where the Real Whores Are.
How do you not like this man? So I am true. Sorry. True. How do you not? Yeah, does he not walk into the legislature? This is a yeah, we're talking
it was
to the
Moses,
winning candidate.
A Moses-like image.
We're talking to the winning candidate. And by the way, now getting off of politics, and congratulations on your primary victory.
Yes.
You were a Libertarian. You're now you ran as a Republican. You won the primary. You will be facing off against the Democrat in November. My question to you. Let's get to the ladies. The last time we checked in, it was right around the time of Cat House was thriving on HBO. Since then, what has changed as far as the ways of love with Dennis Hoff? Do you have any particular? You always seem to have a new girlfriend, Dennis.
Yeah.
You always seem to have a number one girl.
Yeah, go to bunnyranch.com.
I will.
And look at Misty Matrix. She's in my bed now.
Okay. Can we say hi to her? Can we say hi to her, please?
And is that her given? Is that her given name?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
Is that her Christian name?
Yes, her real name is Sally Matrix.
That's right. We had to change that first name a little bit. So,
is Misty still sleeping, Dennis?
Yeah, she's sleeping.
Oh, whoa! Congratulations.
Oscar's looking.
Yeah, he is.
Pat me on the back, right?
Yeah. High five.
Where you like to be.
Yeah, there, can you see me, her and I walking in, and Ron Jeremy and Flavor Flav walking through the legislature?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Flavor Flav, we got to mention that.
Yeah, boy.
There you go. It's awesome. Well, Dennis, you know what? You're it's always good to talk to you. You sound incredibly confident about the upcoming election. You really do.
Oh, there's no question. I've got more concerns about the Republican Party, not the party itself, because Michael McDonald's a great guy, but these tax hikers, they're scared of me. I'm going to come in. I got Grover Norquist in my corner, too. You know, he came out and did a big rally for me.
Another one of my favorites. One of my favorite people, Dennis. Absolutely super fan. That's me. You know, it's funny. We disagree on everything, but I love Dennis.
That's right. And, you know, Dennis, I wish you all the best in this political run, but don't ignore the business. And if things start to falter, I want to offer you this. Groupon.
Hey, but I do want to seriously say. So it says you may be selling off. You may be selling off a couple of your brothels to work on your politics. Is that true or not?
I'm going to sell the ones in Southern Nevada. That's what I'm working on. I sold the Alien Cat House and the Travel Center, and so I did that. And
The Travel Center. Wait a minute, Dennis. The Travel Center
got to be just off a highway.
What is the travel? Is that for like truckers and things like that?
I had a place. I built a place right on there, right next to Area 51. The fence line of the property is Area 51, truck stop, gas station, convenience store, 50s diner, brothel, gas station. It had everything. It had a shoe shine guy and a manicurist that had never left.
Oh,
it's
my
like the
God.
Breezewood of Area 51.
Exactly. It's an X-rated Breezewood.
If you sell if you sell these places, will you still kind of have a connection to them, even if
technical
even if
advisor?
You sell them? Yeah, a consultant.
Well, I would probably get the friends and family discount at least.
Well, I can't see why anyone wouldn't vote for you, because I know for a fact you've been responsible for more jobs in Nevada than any other man.
Well, jobs for women. Conan O'Brien said that a couple of nights ago. I read on the platform of hiring women.
Yeah, you've done a lot.
Yeah,
all right, so here's what I asked, Dennis. You've always been incredibly generous with your time with us. We always love talking to you. Let us reconvene after the November election, and we'll have hopefully have your victory party for the state legislature, and we'll have you back on the show. Does that sound okay to you?
Absolutely. I don't want to wait that long, because there's going to be a lot of fun stuff coming up every day.
Call us anytime.
We will anytime.
Not.
You have carte blanche. It's always a pleasure. And what's the lady's name again? Matrix?
Misty Matrix.
Misty Matrix.
Why did I know that so quickly?
Give our very best to Misty Matrix and all the other girls out there.
Oh, I will. Believe me, I'll give her my very best.
Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, dear.
Thanks,
bye,
Dennis.
Bye.
Have
That's
a good
right.
one.
Good luck. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's Dennis Hoff, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure to speak with.
I told
Dennis.
You'd be in bed.
Very cool.
Right, very good. He's yes, Oscar. What were you going to say?
I love that he was so versed in the LET, Las Vegas Entertainment Tax.
Oh, he
Isn't
knows.
Isn't that nice? That's wonderful. Okay, I guess we can start. Get me the Purell!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that.
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When did Father's Day start? I think it was started by Hallmark, I think. Tommy. Now, Tommy Newsom. Doc is up working in Las Vegas. Tommy is very close with his father. Tommy's father looks upon him as the son that he never had. And my father was a big influence in my life. Now, when I was back in Nebraska, growing up in a small town, I grew up in Norfolk, Nebraska. Every night, Dad... somebody's applauding with one hand. What? Are you from Norfolk?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Sacramento. It's net time tonight. Well, it's all right. That's nice of you to apply at Norfolk. But every Saturday night, he had a big influence on my life. Every Saturday night, he would...
Where were we?
I don't know. I was back in Norfolk. I don't know where the hell you're at, but I'm going back midway. Every Saturday night, he'd go down to the general store, sit around the cracker barrel.
Who is this you're speaking of?
It was my father.
Oh, your father.
Back in Nebraska, who had a big influence on my career. If this guy from Sacramento hadn't screwed me, I'd have been through this by now. Every year at this time, Ed gets a Father's Day, touching, handwritten Father's Day card from Korea. His, from Sun Yat McMahon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of a nation's capital in the Podcast Village studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it, that's for sure. And if you're here, you are in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app. I am loving it. Now that we've got that stream thing all worked out, it's fantastic. Time-coded bookmarks. Great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. We don't say this often, but you can call us seriously. We will take your phone calls anytime, anywhere. We do Wide Open Wednesday every week where we take your calls specifically, but you can give us a call if there's something on your mind, especially if there's something really important.
What if you're in bed with Misty Matrix? Can you call us?
I'm the only one that probably didn't get a look at Misty Matrix.
I didn't see Oscar. Her.
You're a professional, Mike.
Do one of those fabulous, text messages. Oh, that would be
sometimes
great.
Sometimes he does that.
For our weekly mailbag, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Yoko CO, ladies and gentlemen. Do you work in marketing? Do you believe in the work you do? Ooh. Why? Yoko CO is a digital marketing agency, and they ask themselves those same questions, which is why they only work with organizations who have a purpose beyond profit. That's not to say profit isn't important, because it absolutely is, but that doesn't have to be the end of the story. And at Yoko CO, they understand that. So if you believe in the work your organization does, and if you show up each day for more than just a paycheck, you should give Yoko CO a look. They offer a range of digital marketing services, including website design, search engine optimization, social media, and email marketing. If you think you're not getting the most out of your website, Yoko CO can help. Learn more at yokoco.com/TMOS. That's yokoco.com/TMOS. Do it now, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Hey, thank you.
I send you a pick,
you.
Mike. I send you a pick.
You do. Let me just check that out. It was nice to have Dennis Hoff, who is known as the Trump of Trump.
Per se.
Such a lengthy relationship you share with him.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hold on.
A lot of times you do that as a group text.
Well, this is the thing with these group texts. Now that, like, I'm an adult, I feel weird sending everybody the same picture, because I feel like everybody's family is going to pick up the phone and be like, oh, I'll find that so-and-so.
Right.
And then I'm the pervert that's always sending stuff to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see that.
Incredible girl.
But I will send that to you,
door.
Rob, if you promise to not judge me.
I will not judge you, and I will delete it.
Okay, cool. Smart man.
Thank you.
What a very incredible girl next door. Kind of like
Theron. You guys just see it on my phone.
Know? Oh, yeah.
Very, very lovely.
Wow.
Lovely,
right, yeah.
And apparently she has a degree in agriculture.
Yeah. And she can start drinking legally.
Already?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's terrific. Way to go, Dennis. So, anyway.
She was asleep.
Way to go, Dennis.
Way to go, Dennis. Way to go.
At that age, they sleep in till like noon, right, Mike?
Yeah. Well, of course. She's sound asleep. She's probably had a busy evening.
It was the last day of school.
So. Probably graduated.
Very excited.
Speaking of Nevada, we are so grateful that our listeners gave us the, I think, the new Mike O'Mara Show record for a sellout in less than 48 hours. We're going to give our listeners a round of applause. Yes, the show has been sold out. And listen, when we made the show available to our bonus show subscribers first, that was a change in the way we normally sell tickets.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. You earned it and you responded to it just like you always do, the people that support the show. And there was one guy that said the early bird gets the win. I should have gotten up earlier. And we sold out last evening, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was time. If people had like been up at 11 o'clock in the... What's that?
A little before 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So
Eastern
you had time,
which would have been 6 o'clock out on the West Coast.
He sleeps like Misty Matrix. What's with this guy?
It's so, you know, we appreciate the enthusiasm, and we're on our way to Las Vegas, Nevada, and thanks to Zappos and Oscar Santana and Eventbrite and all the people that made this thing, you know, come to fruition. And
team effort.
I agree that you want to keep your eyes on the fan page and things like that, because people's plans do change within 5 months,
they
and
do.
You never know what's going to happen. I did see something that freaked me out a little bit, because I don't like it.
What's that?
Even though it doesn't really affect us, scalpers, we're not at that level where people are going to pull that crap.
And if that does happen, trust me, we will make sure that we do everything we can to stop that.
Yes.
All right. Okay, very good, because I wanted to make sure there weren't greedy Gusses that were on there. I mean, was there a two to a customer thing with the code? Or
You had the opportunity to buy up to 6, if I'm not mistaken, but the only reason we did that is, and I saw this happen in Reno, we saw this happen in New Orleans, people like going with friends.
Yeah.
People like traveling together, right?
Yeah, that's true. Especially if it's people coming from the East Coast all the way
out
to Vegas.
You couldn't buy more than a certain amount. There was a cap.
Mm.
Right. Well, that's good. We are delighted, and congratulations to our listening audience for giving us our big sellout on the Mike O'Mara
Show. We do appreciate it. It makes it so much fun.
What is this? Explain to me, if you will.
I will.
This hotel thing where people
California?
Are giving you a hard
hotel
time.
Hotel Los
about,
Angeles?
Somebody's saying, Oscar, what's the... All
Oscar's
right,
take.
There's an old friend.
Not yet.
What is the situation? You're not involved. You're not a travel agent,
I am involved, Mike, because...
I didn't know that. We haven't talked about that.
Yeah, well, look, for those of you that are coming to Las Vegas, you will know, I would say, by Monday at the latest, if the show can provide any direction for our stay in Las Vegas. And I'll tell you why. When you have a... partners such as Zappos in play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. They're pretty powerful people.
They have a lot of insight about what to do during this time, right?
Pretty powerful people. Hey, Paul.
And I've had multiple conversations with the team there, and this is one of those conversations that, okay, well, let's, in fairness to everybody, let's let everybody know by Monday what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
All right, so that's the announcement.
Yes.
I didn't know we were going to say that today, mm-hmm. but the fact is, you're
Sorry.
Going to have information.
Yeah.
Either yay or
yay
nay.
Yay or nay, if the show, as a proper official show, we can do, this is our official hotel, and this is how this would look. And the reason why we're doing this, quite frankly, is not because we want to pad. We don't get anything out of this.
No.
It was a conversation that was had within the team, especially with Zappos, where they said, look, it would be nice if we could square away a better rate for everybody involved.
Right.
And now that the show is sold out, we can have this conversation, which will be had today and tomorrow.
It has to be done in steps.
Yes, we're working through the weekend.
Perfect.
That's wonderful. How is your wiener?
My wiener's great. Thank you for asking.
All right, Mike. Very good.
Mike, are you still reading the questions you had prepared for Dennis Hoff?
Sorry. Let me make sure I
A lot of moving parts.
And that was Dennis's answer. Anyway, so here,
same guy that did your knee.
Got to move the boulders from the left to the right.
This is not related to what Oscar's saying, but I have a Mike O'Mara tip for some people that are planning to join
us
out
of Las Vegas. Pro tip. I love a pro tip.
Nevada.
Life hack.
All right. I have a tip for you as to how you can get yourself a hotel room during our stay out there absolutely free of charge.
Oh, my God.
Hear me out.
All right.
Okay? Here's what you want to do. All right. So if you're living around the country, you're going to have to go to Las Vegas before our show comes out there.
Right.
Maybe a couple of months in advance.
All right.
Might be a really good idea. Then what you want to do is you want to go to a major casino hotel. And go in there on, say, a Friday and leave on a Sunday. And during the weekend, you don't want to break your back.
No.
Gamble about $10,000.
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
Jesus.
So drop about 10 grand. And then about halfway through that, when you're at the 5 grand mark, find yourself a casino host.
A host.
And befriend him. And then when you leave, just say hi to him again and say, I'm coming back in November. If you do that, they might give you a free hotel room.
So oh, wow.
That's
pro tip.
That is a pro tip, and it's useful.
That's the pro tip out there. And yeah, I'm very, very excited about coming to Las Vegas to perform. We've never done a show out there.
Yeah.
We're really excited.
We've talked about it. It's been a lifelong dream. You know,
yes.
it just should be a lot of fun.
And it could be one of many in the long run.
Yes.
We are working so hard to make sure that this is seamless and this is new. And this is something that is a win-win for everybody involved.
Yes.
So much fun. My brother, he's my brother who doesn't care about anything I do unless it involves some convenience to him, wrote me and said, I got the ticks. And I was like, you got tickets?
Oh, your brother got some tickets?
Yes.
He paid?
He paid.
Wow.
Oh, what is that like to have family members engaged with the show?
You should have talked. I had the greatest talk with my dad yesterday about it. It's so exciting.
Really?
He bought 4 tickets. He's coming with his wife. My Uncle
so
Bruce is coming from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Todd bought his tickets, the cheapest man on earth. He bought one for him.
Well,
and the rest
he can afford it because the government says that the economy is doing great. So he has lots of money.
You know, it's fantastic. It's exciting. But no, my family doesn't really care.
What about your sister?
Your daughter?
She's going on a cruise.
Oh, well,
so she's
that'll be fun, yeah. Too.
What about your daughters?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I dropped one of them off at the airport yesterday. So
they weren't like, hey, Dad, I'd like to bring a friend, maybe her,
nah.
her boyfriend to Las Vegas.
Maybe
that's
her
not possible.
Oh.
Maybe she could bring her bestie.
Sorry about
oh,
that.
Oh, dear.
That's what we dealt with. Yeah, that's unfortunately what we dealt with.
That guy was a scumbag anyways.
Yeah, you should do better.
Stop it. Stop.
I don't know, Mike. I'm just throwing things out.
So anyway, that's
just filling time.
Comparing it to New Orleans was an exciting destination.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh,
Vegas
man.
Seems to be generating more heat as far as the people, obviously.
Well, if you talk destination cities, it is the destination city of the world.
Desert heat.
It's wonderful.
It
very,
is.
Very, very exciting. Yeah. And it's going to be perfect temperature out there.
A dry
perfect
heat.
Temperature for a golf game. Perfect.
Ah,
absolutely.
Or a pool
perfect.
Party.
Or,
yes.
or a strip club.
Or to see the fabulous Las Vegas sights.
Yes.
Pool party. Rob
pool
and I
party.
In the kiddie pool, with t-shirts
pool
on.
Party.
We've done it before.
Yes. Isn't it everything we do? I love golf. Oscar likes to go out and party at clubs.
That's right.
And you like to go see the Hoover Dam.
Welcome to Casa de Shenandoah.
And it's even more appropriate for you because that's where you're going. Because that's the closest to like where you're going to be staying.
Actually,
which is just the way you live your life.
Actually,
it's convenience
a chance.
Even when you're on the road. You're not going to go to Hoover Dam.
There that's is fantastic. A chance that Casa might not be open. It's closed with an indeterminate reopening date. I spoke to the accountant.
Have you...
Oh, that's what happens
about
when you call, by the way. The accountant answers.
Yeah. I said, are you with Mr. Newton? She says, I'm the accountant.
So do you have a plan B for sightseeing when you go out there?
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oscar and I have actually already discussed it.
Jimmy Hoffa's
what is
grave.
It?
It's not Jimmy Hoffa's grave.
What are you thinking about?
They have a tour bus service that is a hop-on, hop-off service that goes all around town. And so you can go to the places you choose, and they have narration on the bus. And also, of course, we will go to the International Hotel, now the LVH, because that's where Elvis played.
We're looking.
There's a statue there.
After the show, there's an after party, and I'm talking about here in the studio, and it's a lot of I wonder if we could do this.
That's good. We are going to be, this is value added. This is a fundraiser for the show. Yeah,
absolutely. We'll get into the detail a little later on.
We don't even know how we're going to do it.
But
rest assured, there will be three golden opportunities for select fans to enjoy a very special outing. And we're psyched about it. We haven't even gotten to the nitty gritty on that. Got 5 months to plan.
We've got the show kind of outlined.
I did want to ask you.
Program.
Mike. A Saturday night, which I guess is still sort of open.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Would you like to go see Love Again?
The Beatles show.
Do not go.
God. Rest assured.
All hype, no pipe.
I can tell you.
Hey, it's a couplet.
Yeah.
Are they still running that Cirque du Soleil bouncing on trampolines crap?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, God. And, you and Pat House.
He sent me a text. He said he was not going to be able to make it, but he knows that you'll do okay, though you will be sad you missed him.
Yeah, really, really. Are you going to go see it again?
I think I will, yeah.
Oh, well, you're not going to have time.
You're not going to have time.
Well, there is a late show Saturday night.
We have so much planned, you don't even know.
I don't.
You're going to be jammed.
Well, they offered me a cameo.
This is not New Orleans.
This is not New Orleans.
No.
We will focus.
Yeah, we're going to focus the whole. This is a working trip.
I understand.
No band check for 20 hours.
It's going to be fantastic.
I had very little to do with that.
No, you didn't.
That's right.
No,
you didn't have anything
to do. No, none of us.
That was not your fault.
That was logistically just a misstep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the drums sounded great.
The band was great.
God. The band that was performing. I mean, really, we have learned from our mistakes.
We have.
Yes.
Doing a show that's a 2.5 hour show or a 2 hour show with a band that's going to play for 15 minutes of that 2 hours and has a 3 hour sound check was not the best thing to do. Boom, 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 boom. It was like,
Can we hear your second snare again?
Yeah.
We need the second snare again.
Let me just get back to the original reason we talked about this. Thank you to our listeners for selling this show out. TMOS live in Las Vegas, 2018, November 2nd at the theater, Council Chambers Theater at the Zappos headquarters. We are thrilled. We are excited. We were texting back and forth. Oscar was giving us the updates with 25 tickets left and then sell out. And there's not anybody in this room that expected we would do it within 48 hours.
No, and within
8 hours of the tickets going on sale to the general public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was terrific. And it's a small group, and we're happy about that. It's going to be an intimate gathering of 500 of our closest friends, and we are really, really super psyched about that. So come out and enjoy yourself in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's all I got.
Boom, bam. No, that's absolutely awesome.
Thank you, people.
Thank you.
And it's kind of awkward for me under the DGH banner. I don't get to stress out all summer.
Still got
to
make payroll this month, Mike.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Keep it around.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Advertisers. Hey, advertisers, we just sold that show out, okay?
Yeah.
We got something good going on here. We got great, great people. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you a kid who is listening to the Mike O'Mara Show while your dad drives you to all your important events? Did you forget that Father's Day is this Sunday and you haven't gotten your dad a gift? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have the solution for you. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just ask your mom or your stepmom or your second dad or that lady that your dad asked you to call Aunt Sue to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on the Bonus Show banner and use the purchase as a gift option. Packages range from weekly to monthly to annually and can fit into any allowance budget. And the Bonus Show will be in his ears by Sunday. What else were you going to get him? A Tony Perkins Show t-shirt?
It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sick.
Here's the
burn.
66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost.
True.
The solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it. The products are shipped directly to your door. Most people hate doctor's offices. Oh, I hate them.
The worst.
Who wants to deal with that? That's why I love that 4hims.com, they make it easy for you. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. We love this company. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
4hims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. So my daughter, I take her to the airport. She was here just for a very, very short visit.
Was she feeling better?
Yeah, no, she's feeling like crap.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was very, very tough. She's, she's coming up from New York, and she's under the weather, and she spent half the time she was here sleeping, which I don't know if that's what she does when she's not working at the restaurant. But Catherine has been a New York waitress since she got out of school. Worth the degree. I will tell you this. It's been...
She never misspells anything on her tickets.
No, she doesn't. No. And she's auditioning during the week, working her ass off on
the weekends.
The
yeah.
And that's what she's doing. She had a big party weekend with all her friends that was, she kind of burned herself out. And so when she arrived here, she had a terrible cold. So it was kind of a rough week for her. But we hung out, left early yesterday, took her to lunch by myself, drove her to the airport by myself, went into the airport bar by myself to sit with her and just chat and have our last. And she kind of was coming out of the cold a little bit. And
yeah.
So it was great to talk with her. And I had no idea. She's worked now. She's at her second restaurant that she's working at. The first one was a high-end pizza/Italian joint where a lot of glitterati would roll in.
She
was talking to me about some famous people that she has waited on. One name that pops out, Whoopi Goldberg.
Ooh,
she waited
no
on
kidding.
Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. And then there was a regular who used to come in, and he's infamous. Not only is he well-known, but he's well-known not only for his work with sports, but he's famous for his work in broadcasting and his major scandal from a couple of decades ago.
Ooh.
And that, can you guess the he's done comedy on a major talk shows before.
Okay.
And he is a sportscaster, a well-known sportscaster who used to do a guest spot.
Oh,
on
I'd
Letterman.
Like to ring in.
Go ahead.
Is it Marv Albert?
Marv Albert.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, bit that woman.
Quite the appetite.
In the neighborhood that I used to live in Vienna, in my same yes. housing complex on Glengyle Drive. If you're ever in Vienna, it's the Brown neighborhood.
And I played golf with the judge.
That's
who,
right.
Who was the supervising judge on that case the day after the trial was over. And he arguably ran a tight courtroom, and it was he was complimented on the way that was adjudicated.
Could have
situation.
Been a circus. And the other good thing about the Marv Albert scandal is when USA Today had a guy whose only job was to cover TV sports.
Yes.
That's the only thing Rudy wrote about, sports on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I called Rudy to ask him about the scandal because it had already broken the Associated Press. Rudy had not heard about it.
Yeah, you broke it
I
to Rudy.
I broke the story
wow.
to Rudy.
You
so,
broke it to Rudy.
He said, what, so, Marv Albert?
And let me here's the this will wrap up with the one fact that you will get out of this, that he was there with a couple of women. He is a super nice guy,
mm-hmm.
but Catherine couldn't get by his drink order.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And then Catherine had probably the funniest line about it. This is what Marv Albert orders to drink when he goes in. Every time he would go in.
What?
He would order in a pint glass, a beer pint glass.
Uh-huh.
He would order regular warm Baileys with a straw.
Mm.
Oh!
Yes. I know.
What's
as
oh
somebody that likes
God.
To drink. Yeah, Baileys, no ice, with a straw in a pint. That's like, what, 3 shots of Baileys or something
oh,
like
no,
that?
Oh, no, it's
or?
More than that because a pint is 16 ounces. It's like 8 shots of Baileys.
Oh. It's in,
I
in
don't
a,
know
in
enough
a,
about Baileys to know what the
Baileys
attraction
is
to that.
The, Baileys is the cream liqueur. It's whiskey and it's cream.
Have you
it's
ever had rum chata?
Super sicky sweet.
No.
Rum chata is the same thing but made with rum, but this is cream and sugar and whiskey.
I thought it was just
what
a
is
mixer,
the shot?
Right?
What's the shot? A Sex on the Beach? Is that what it is or is it a...
Well, just a shot of Baileys is plain. Sex
Flaming
on the Beach,
Dr.
I think,
Pepper?
Does... No, that's different.
I'm trying to think what the shot is that they use Baileys for.
I'll
that's
find
a
it.
Standard
I'll find
kid
it.
Shot. But the second thing he ordered after his Baileys, he orders the same vessel, a pint glass,
yeah.
and a glass of pineapple juice.
Ooh.
Weird.
Oh.
Weird mix. Pineapple juice. And so it's Bailey's. Sweet and savory. And, well, and Catherine's line to me was, we didn't know, what is he, a hummingbird? Which was just the best line ever.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Is he a hummingbird?
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I would think that if you mixed pineapple and Bailey's in like the glass, it would actually curdle. Because
well,
of the acid.
No, he drank the Bailey's.
He drank them, but I'm saying but that would curdle in his stomach.
Well, it's pretty nasty. Oh, it's pretty yeah. I didn't ask what he ate. I couldn't get by the drink, but that's it.
One of the girls,
how are
probably.
You? Like, could I get a Bailey's and a pint glass with a straw?
And Bailey's warm is no good. It should be chilled.
Have you ever done this? You get an alcoholic drink because you're an alcoholic.
Yes.
You get a lemonade, you get a water, and then you get a regular soda. Like, I've done that before on many hangovers and many restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time I get to the third drink, which is usually the lemonade.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is refreshing, but you're right. In your body, there is a tornado
of flavor.
Activity. Yeah. You're like, oh, we don't like any of
now,
this.
Now, if that's
sir.
It, if that's it, by the way, and I can't process this because I'm an Irish binge drinker from college days, you know, and I, the idea of having one doesn't make a lot. But if you're having one, if that's it for the entire evening, and you go home and, you know, you recover from your sugar rush.
Yeah.
And then go to bed. That's it's just
but it's a strange drink, and it's a cordial. So it's not like booze. It's only like 20 proof. So you would have to drink a lot to feel it. Here are these are the shots that are most popular made with Bailey's, Mike.
All right.
A B-52 Ooh, is equal parts.
B-52, that's
yes.
the one.
Bailey's, Kahlua, and Grand Marnier. The Brain is one part Bailey's to two parts peach schnapps. Yuck. Brain hemorrhage. One part Bailey's, two parts peach schnapps, and two drops of grenadine. The test tube baby, which is
that's another one.
The brain hemorrhage, but it's served in a test tube. And I'm not sure that I would trust a test tube
at
a bar.
Does a mind eraser have Bailey's in it?
I can't remember.
How many bars? You've been to tons of bars where they remember that they bring the test tubes around.
I was
right?
I was thinking that a mixed drink because I always see the test tubes. They're like pre-made.
B-52 is the what's that? What's that one again? Is that Grand Marnier?
It was Grand Marnier, Kahlua, and the
and
Bailey's.
A melted Hershey's Kiss and a half a bag of sugar
and one kernel of corn.
I can't believe
that's it.
All of those shots, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think the palate for 20-somethings that binge drink has changed over the past 10 years?
I think that it's not necessarily even 20-something. I think what it is when you're talking about a shot of alcohol, if you're not John Wayne in a Western movie, you know, with beer and a whiskey, bam, like that. People don't, you know, only real drinkers drink like that. I think everybody else that wants a shot wants something mm-hmm. super sweet. I had my particular... I had my particular shot when I was drinking a lot of
shots.
What was
that?
That was the redheaded slut.
I remember that. Wow. You went through a phase.
The redheaded slut was Jägermeister.
Oh, God.
And peach schnapps.
Ooh.
I believe that's what. I think that.
Yeah,
wait, look up
just
redheaded slut.
It.
The right. shooter, redheaded slut.
This just Jaeger, in from the writer's room, Mike.
Cranberry and peach schnapps. I believe that's what it was.
Matthew Bloom writes, I would expect Marv Albert to order a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, can you put it on your thigh so I can take a big bite?
Yeah, didn't he bite like one of
his shoulder?
That's what I think.
And was it a
been...
hooker that he was with?
No, it was a lady.
It was just somebody he was
just
dating.
A regular lady that he was dating.
Turned on her.
I believe that, you know, when you spend a lot of time on the road, spend a lot of time on the road, like Mr. Albert, you probably have certain friends you like to call upon. And this was a lady who lived in Vienna, just outside of the District of Columbia. And I think they had a pass, and I think he bit her ass cheek.
That's what I
That's exactly what he bit.
Cheeks, not shoulders.
Mm-hmm. I just can't help it.
All I remember from that trial is that Marv used to spend a lot of time on the road alone in his hotel room.
Oh, yes. But,
so as Catherine said to me, you know, it could not have been a nicer guy. Tipped well.
Cool.
Very nice guy. But that level of weirdness was the drink.
That's just weird. And the pineapple juice really makes it weird.
Well, you're also in the middle of the city, and, you know, it's New York, and, you know, there's a lot of that weirdness, I think, in the city. Have you found I think the ingredients to a redheaded slut are Jägermeister, cranberry, and peach schnapps.
I think you're right.
That sounds right.
I had a shot, a redheaded slut thrown on me, not directly. It was,
was it Barb Moody?
It was meant to be thrown at someone else, and it landed on me. And I remember looking down being like, oh. Well, that's not going to come out.
Sticky, sticky.
Yeah, a little sticky.
Well, it was red and brown. It's over.
All I know is when I was the proprietor of the fabulous O'Mara's Irish Pub in Manassas, O'Mara, or Manassas, Virginia, I will tell you this. I hired a bartender, and we got right around the same time we hired her, we got a Jägermeister machine.
Jägermeister machine.
This is a machine where you could put the bottles of Jägermeister on top of it, and it would shoot out ice cold shooters of Jaeger. Ooh. So that it would be the perfect cold temperature. You've seen the commercials recently where it's cold because it's German. It's a beverage best consumed icy cold. Yes,
a question as a bar owner, when those machines are in a bar, they're usually provided by the vendor, right? Because it's going to drum up sales of Jaeger.
Yeah. Why it was in ours. We Understood. Didn't pay for it. So it's super cold. And the bartender on her second day came in. It might have been Lisa Herndon's sister.
Okay.
For me. For
one of the Herndon girls.
And one of the Herndon girls. The Herndon girls.
And you're right. Exactly right about the ingredients of Redheaded Slut.
Yeah, okay, and she put devil horns on the top of the machine.
That's great.
And I had never enjoyed, believe it or not, in my innocence, even being a bar owner, I had never enjoyed a Jaeger shot. Mm. And she put the horns up there, and I said, "Why are you putting devil horns?" She said, "Have you ever had it?" I said, "No." So you'll know. And all I know, it was shortly there, and I didn't have one that day. It was the middle of the day when she was doing this. And then down the road, it might have been a weekend where I experienced it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I may have made forward comments to the wife of a state trooper that was imbibing in my bar. And it might have involved him standing on the other side of the window going, and I was sitting in there going, and I was really just sitting at a bar stool looking at it going,
why is it that I
hold on a second. Yeah, come on. It was not cool. It was not one of my proudest moments in the bar. And by the way, to all bar owners out there, if you're going to put your name on a bar, you might not want to drink your profits. Thank you very much. That's it.
My first time with Jägermeister, I was judging at a chili cook-off. And, you know, a lot of hot, spicy stuff. So I was drinking a lot of Jägermeister. Mm-hmm. The middle of the day is fuzzy, but I do remember my mom finding me asleep on the deck.
How did you get home from the chili?
I was driven. I did not drive.
You're always driven. Ever since, you know, that one time.
Well, yeah, there was the one time.
He can't do it again.
It's called being practical.
He can't do it again. You know, he's only got one more left. And then that's the audio ball. We're open. We'll close it again.
Thank you. There you go. I'm stuck in here with all my little sounds.
All right, we'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, one little tiny tidbit, though, for the airport drop-off, because at the airport bar was also a bartender who spoke with multiple accents.
Oh!
And Catherine and I never really figured out what it was. And Oscar has rats, Mike has skunks. We've got a lot going on the show. Thank you for the sellout. We'll be right back, everybody.
Shalomi, my homies. Intern Emily here. If you haven't heard, I'm shipping off to Israel for the next month. I'll be climbing mountains, trekking through the desert, and even floating in the Dead Sea. But whatever will I do with my downtime? Luckily, TMOS is now available on Spotify. It's easier than ever to listen wherever and whenever you want. And the best part? It's free! So check out The Mike O'Mara Show on Spotify. Tov, yalla, bye.
But she did click like on the fact that we sold out the Vegas show, so she's keeping up with the show. I like that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Here's a fact from Cornerstone First Financial. Home values are at the highest levels in 14 years, which means there's trillions of dollars in equity. Is it there's trillions of dollars or there are trillions of dollars?
There's trillions of dollars of it. It depends.
There are trillions of dollars, right?
They both sound right to me.
There are trillions.
There are sounds better than there.
No, but I think there's trillions of dollars because trillions of dollars is a single unit.
Oh.
So it could be that way.
It could be. I don't know.
There are trillions of dollars.
But you wouldn't say there is trillions of dollars.
Hey, there's trillions of dollars.
Yeah, you would say that if you saw it in the street.
You wouldn't say there is trillions.
But you would say there is.
You
would
say, "Come on, you graduated magna cum laude."
Yeah, but it's VCU; it doesn't count.
What about this?
There is trillions of dollars is grammatically incorrect.
There are trillions. Yeah, I suppose you're right. I stand corrected.
There are trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. You wrote that on accident.
I believe.
Thank you for pulling back the curtain.
I have the solution.
Yes.
Curtain.
Sabes que hay trillions of dollars?
Very good. Anyway, speaking of Cornerstone, thank you. Your Mrs. O'Mara just dropped off some water. She was working out in the next room. You want to come in and say hi? Thank you to our listening audience for selling out Papa's show?
Papa? Oh, capital. It's Papa.
Thank you, audience.
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Woo! We're doing a Cornerstone First Financial commercial right now. Aren't they great?
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Thank you.
Mike, don't keep her. I'm sure she's making big plans for Father's Day, and she mustn't be disturbed.
She's doing...
Papa?
There is lots of exercises she's doing. It's a perfect time to use. Are we satisfied on this?
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think? You're the, you know, you. I mean, because that is one of your little things that you do.
You're the lexicon.
Yeah, when I write copy for you.
Why do you think it sounds right to you?
I don't know.
You like folksy?
When I write copy for you, I try to keep it comfortable and conversational. And
it's like somebody who says you're going to a county fair, it's going to be great. There's moon bounces, there's rides, that's the mistake.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I think that's the way it works.
But the big mistake is to not get in touch with Cornerstone, because I'll tell you what, there is
big mistake.
Shut up, Rob.
The houses are so valuable right now.
Especially since the tax deductibility implications on
HELOC
have changed this year. By the way, HELOC stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. And that's why we should simply say, by the way, the tax deductibility implications on a home equity line of credit. We don't need to explain that.
Well, while we're really busting it down,
Cornerstone's copy.
No,
right
you're
now
not.
I think it may. I thought that was sort of fun. I was making it fun.
You're parsing this out.
Yes.
Nothing fun about reading it. By the way, if you're buying a home, Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and can set their own rates and beat all others. We love the people at Cornerstone First Financial. You can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for, or so. Just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you, I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. They are licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Oh,
there is in our building that company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They are down on the first floor. Go see them. Come by, see us, bring some beer, and say hi to them.
Yeah, who strained the fridge, by the way? It looks great.
Rob Ford.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Bless his pointed little head.
We got skunks up here.
Skunks.
Right.
About a week ago, me, Zach, and the girls, we had some steamed clams. We had a feast.
Yes, I remember.
On the back deck. And that night, because there were some adult beverages consumed, I believe Mrs. O'Mara and Mr. O'Mara went to the marital bed without straightening up. And so the graveyard, as we like to call it, the clamshell bucket was left on the deck.
Okay.
The following day, when I came out, there was the ode to skunk permeating the atmosphere. I said, Carla, might be a good idea to bring those down to the back of the yard on the compost pile and just put the clamshells back there, which she did. The next day, the day after that, skunk, and then Zach, when he came over and he was doing the lawn, he said, you got skunk holes here. What do you mean skunk holes? He said, they dig up the lawn. So I don't know what
they're doing out there. Do they have like burrow?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know from skunks. I know they stink. And he's been hanging around. And it's just, I've looked under the deck to see if he's hanging there. But it's not like Oscar's rat problem. But when they are around, I guess their little tails, their little glands that shoot out that urine stink.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yes, Oscar said.
I don't want to glaze over it. I know, Mike, I know you're going to be mad at me. I know that you're going to say that I'm a scab picker. I'm always looking for like what's really going on.
Right. Go ahead, lay it on me. I don't care.
Why am I doing this? Why can't I just
take it?
All right. You just said Zach was overdoing the lawn.
Right.
Is there a time where you can't just nut up and do something for yourself?
Well, I've got. I'm not mowing the lawn because I don't have a lawnmower. I don't have a lawnmower up here, and I'm not buying a lawnmower. And it's the
why don't you
investment
one?
Of buying. We have a big enough lawn up here where I don't want to do the round hand mower. And so Zach,
the leave it to Beaver mower.
By the way, he watches the house, and it kind of keeps him in a, you know, in bacon, and that's me supporting the economy up here, and that's what I do.
Sorry, Dennis Hoff. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there ever a time that your friend, Zach, comes over to your house and does not do anything for you?
Yes. Yeah, two nights ago.
What did he do?
Two nights ago.
He just came over and hung out?
He came over and hung out.
Okay. Well, then one would say that's when he did the most. Because he provided friendship.
Mm. You know, when you two... When you two humps or one two punching me, it sometimes really hurts.
All I'm saying is that he's your buddy. I'm not the
one.
I think it's great that he's able to, you know, you're able to have him cut your grass and stuff like that. That's great.
Launched the Mario, it was a, you know, I can't even describe how much easier it is when he's doing it with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like ding, ding, ding. It was over before it started. I've had, like, when I'd have my sister doing it or any of our family members, you know, with our, you know, with our silly short pants on, and we're out there going, well, go this way. No, go this way. No. Let me stop to talk. There's a friend.
Which one is starboard?
It was Zach. It was like bing, 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 bing. And I did my part. He did his part. It was fantastic. But the idea of the lawn, it's funny you bring it up, because the lawn issue up here has been discussed. It does not, you like to use that master's degree term you use, the juice is not worth the squeeze.
Very true.
True.
To ROI.
To invest in a mower that, based on climate up here, mm-hmm. is not going to be used that often anyway, mm-hmm. it's really, and he does it for a reasonable price.
Ah.
And so, and that's how he makes his living when he's
I don't want to take dollars off the table.
I'm going to tell Zach that Oscar Santana... wants to take money out of his pocket.
I guess for me, you've gotten new hips. You got to get out there. One of the best forms of exercise is mowing the lawn.
That's totally unfounded and a made-up fact. Fake news.
What are you talking about?
In order for me to do that lawn, I would not be buying a walk-behind mower.
It'd be a riding mower.
It would take me 4 hours to do the lawn if I had a ride-behind mower.
That's what it took me when I was younger, when I would do my parents' lawn.
When you were younger. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be 59!
There's trillions of grass to mow.
That's true.
All day.
So, no, Pony, if you're going to get it right, there's trillions of blades of grass.
Does he mow it in a way that it looks like a soccer field? That's the best mow.
No, you just
the best mow is the crisscross. In the outfield.
You know, he did come over the other night for dinner, and then he said he did bring a chainsaw because we had to split some long logs.
Are you sure he just wasn't protecting himself?
No, you're right. I should really just not.
Like friendship would be nice.
Well, no. The previous time he came over for dinner, it was just dinner. It was just dinner and hanging out, and he hadn't done anything. And so that's cool. We're buddies. And he listens. And he listens to the. Yeah. I told him he got good reviews when he got
very good reviews.
We get the listeners that are so bored with me that anyone today will get Dennis Hoff should panel every day on the show. You know, little Michael should be on the show every day. You know, less Mike and more everybody that comes on
Zach,
at all times.
Zach, if you're listening right now, remember this: a friendship goes both ways.
That's right, like Jim Neighbors.
Neighbors up. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say that.
So
joke.
Have you seen
one of the greatest jokes ever written?
Maybe the best. Have you seen the skunk?
Yeah, the skunk. Back to the skunk.
I've looked for it. I've searched for it. When it stinks, you think it's close by, and I've looked under the deck where I think they would be hiding.
You know, have you heard the skunk noises?
Yes.
You have?
What is a skunk?
Do you
have it?
I do.
Okay, you have it, yeah. Here's I recorded the skunk. This is what it sounded like.
Can you kiss a pretty girl, baby boy? Can you kiss a pretty girl, Johnny?
Turn it up!
Baby? Oh, that's silly. I can kiss a pretty girl before she shakes a pretty girl. I'm a young thing and cannot leave my mother.
So you got to listen for that. No, but I do know this about skunks. My mom has a townhouse in Ashburn, which is a little closer than where I live. And the neighbor across the street, they have a concrete, like 3 or 4 steps going up to their house. And sometimes, you know, there's like a way that, you know, if they don't properly mulch or fill, you can get under the steps.
Yeah.
And a family of skunks nested there and had baby skunks.
Ooh,
wow.
And so they had to get them out before they could seal it. And it became a whole thing in the neighborhood with animal control and police and everything, because the last thing you want to do is upset them.
And you don't want to seal a family to their death.
No. That would That's how we handle immigrants, not skunks.
There you go.
And on a last note before we go to break here. Oh, if you so don't sad. Laugh, you cry. Yeah. Intern talk. Grace is a huge hit. Grace
she was very great, popular. Wasn't she? Yes.
People liked her Midwestern sensibilities. And Dotson is celebrating a birthday today. Our intern, Dotson, former intern Dotson. I wanted to know if Rob Spiewak wanted to send out any kind of birthday message
to
Dotson.
I wrote on his Facebook wall, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And I
saw
had
that
to stop
you did. That's how I found out about it. That's
I had right. to stop. What I originally was going to write was, happy birthday, Dotson. Go out there and live large. And I didn't want it to be misinterpreted.
Oh, now this makes the big birthday boy. Complete sense. Oh, my
what?
God.
What? What's that?
So, Dotson, he's been having a hell of a time on Big O and Dukes. Like, he's either melting down or falling off, right?
Does he intern there, too?
Well, he actually had
or does he just come by?
No, he had a job. He was an intern, and then we hired...
He mows the lawn.
We hired Dotson to do our social media, and he promptly failed at that. Okay. And so we had to find somebody else.
Right.
But Dotson still...
I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, Dotson still... Because he's right... He lived right next to where we record, right?
Yeah.
GMU.
Yeah, he's a Northern Virginia
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, and... But this past Tuesday on Big O and Dukes, Mike, Dotson got into a big fight with Drab T-Shirt.
What?
And
like on the air?
On the air.
I didn't know Dotson had that chip in him.
Well, I didn't know that he was part of Big O and Dukes' world. We didn't either.
We sat there and he said, he yelled at Drab about not having his back.
Whoa.
Was he in the taping with the rest of the horde?
Yes, he was in the taping.
So he was live, and this was like mano a mano?
They're yelling at each other, and I was like, whoa, who is this kid, right? So what we do best in broadcasting, as you know, Mike,
right.
when somebody finally shows their colors, we don't embrace it. We mock it.
Sure.
You know?
Yes.
So now, yes. And I will send you this. This is actually genius and has nothing to do with us. We have lovely listeners, wonderful listeners on both the TM West and Big O and Duke side where they cross-pollinate.
Sure.
But now Dotson is known as the lone wolf. And because he's got a pack of one, and people are making movie posters of him.
God, I had no idea. Yeah, all I was going to do was make a fat joke and say happy birthday. Yeah. I didn't know.
Also, found out just now, that's why I had this aha moment during the show.
Yeah.
He's not going to be at a broadcast tonight because he's got a friend coming into town.
Okay.
But it was never clarified to us why he was, like, he had this friend coming into town. He never told us he was taking the day off for his birthday, like
Let me explain.
Yeah.
We have the Big O and Duke show, and we have the Mike O'Mara show. All right. Let me, and I'm going to make this analogy here. The Mike O'Mara show is like a pride of lions. All right.
Yeah.
If you make a misstep, there's very, very good chance that you may be eaten.
Yes.
Eaten alive. Yeah. Not pretty, not good. They'll gang up on you. Then, now, if you go to the Big O and Duke show, you are with a pack of wild dogs. They are larger in number. They are equally vicious, but they will not kill you quickly. You will die a long death. That's the way it's going to happen. So Dotson seems to be experiencing that right now.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that he was in the den of dogs that are tearing him apart.
Right I didn't now. Know he was having mental crumbling issues. That's sad.
If you missed up within any of our worlds as broadcasters, we will pounce.
Oh, yeah.
It's very difficult and very, very tough for something. We'll have to.
The lone wolf.
Yeah, he will not be coming by the show tonight?
No, and that was the big contention because he's been graduating for the past 6 months, so he's been taking shows off left and right to celebrate him, right? And then he went to Las Vegas for a week. He took a road trip across the country, right?
I had no idea. Dotson's yours. I don't give a rat's ass about him anymore.
I'll take Grace. This kid.
Actually, this Dotson kid is
we,
mine.
This kid that we this kid that we knew that we thought Rob was having sex with this entire time.
That's right. Rob, did you know any of this was going on?
I had no idea. I had no idea about this meltdown. The last time I saw him was when we went and saw the Mel Brooks movie.
Look what they're doing to him over on that show.
Well, you know what? It might be good for him. Because you know what? I was 22 once, and you know what I never did? Pick a fight with my boss.
Yeah. All right, we're cross-pollinating.
Yes.
Book him for our show. I want to find out what's been happening.
Okay, we'll have to get him in before lunchtime.
Oh,
okay.
Come on.
That's terrible. Very good. All right, we're going to take a break.
And a few LBs.
Yes, we do cross-pollinate, and I had no idea he was fighting with Drab.
No.
And
which
Drab
is not fair.
Drab not having somebody's back? That's unusual. Anyway, we'll
That's really not a fair fight. Two different weight classes.
We'll be right back on the Michael Myers Show with
Oscar's take.
Guess who, baby?
Hey!
Nicky Diamond! I'm here, but you know what? I never left. Just like football, I'm always there, lurking. Free agency, the draft, OTAs, minicamp, preseason, fantasy, playoffs, Super Bowl. Nicky Diamond, just like the Mike O'Mara Show, is always here when you need it, and even when you don't. Right. It's a sure thing. Yep. Light him up.
Talked to Nicky yesterday.
Yeah. From Pahrump, just like Dennis Hoff.
I'm sure they know each other.
Very exciting. Welcome back to the show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. We love you listeners that subscribe. It's the worst time of year. You find your dinghy inconvenient. Your wife confiscated all of the ice cream. Gal Gadot doesn't close down your street. And TMOS Live Las Vegas 2018 sold out before you bought tickets. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you little snot jerk piss ant. How about the TMOS bonus show?
Yes!
The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from the planet Saturn into the planet Mirth. Ain't no drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. La, la, la. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizenry of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Mike.
The Jerry Springer Show, Mr. Santana, has been a beacon of light for nearly 27 years. Seriously, it's like the backdoor light that illuminates the trash can. But now, Springer is apparently coming to an end after 26 seasons and nearly 4,000 episodes. It recently lost its distribution deal with NBC Universal. The CW quickly picked up the rights to the repeats, but there's no word on when, if, or whether it's coming back at all. The staff is reportedly looking for new jobs. Jerry hasn't commented. There's plenty of talk shows left on the air, even some trashy ones, but nothing will ever match the violence, fakery, and downright grime of Jerry Springer. He may be gone forever. Oscar Santana, what's your take on that?
Gentlemen, it's sad to see, but in my eyes, when you want to create, Jerry Springer was at the forefront of trash television. If you remember, and this is for really our younger audience, there was a time where Jerry Springer was so controversial that people wanted to take him off the air. They wanted to take him off the air. It was strange for a guy like me growing up, because you would see him in high school and in college, and if you wanted to, you would order DVDs of uncensored Jerry Springer shows. Today, unfortunately, the landscape has changed where no one cares about all that. The outrageous paternity test outside, that was old hat for Maury Povich. What I love seeing was if the headline would be right when you would show up on the Jerry Springer, it would say, did I impregnate the dancer? And it was like, boom, 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 right? And then you had like three people. They were all hot. Someone was going to get naked. They had a sweet formula. And sometimes it was girls. Sometimes it was guys. Mm-hmm. But look, as far as the show is concerned, if you don't evolve, you die. And the fact that he had such a long run and he's getting that syndication money,
it's amazing.
It's sad to see go, but we got to move on.
And remember,
and the interesting thing is that the name of that show, "Did I Impregnate the Dancer?" is a quote you heard in Oscar's apartment during the during his late
20s. That's right. I remember
that.
The
same thing. She told me she couldn't get pregnant.
And remember, before he hosted the show, Jerry Springer was arrested for soliciting a prostitute and paying with a check.
And he was in politics, a mayor.
Oh yeah, he was a mayor.
The mayor of Cincinnati.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Maybe you can go back to that.
That's very exciting. You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Oscar. It's official. Pumpkin spice creep is worse than Christmas creep because it's June 15th and the first pumpkin spice product is already on shelves. A guy in Germantown, Wisconsin, spotted Special K pumpkin spice crunch cereal at Walmart this week, and he sent in a photo to the website, The Impulsive Buy. Last year, the first product of the season was Werther's Originals pumpkin spice caramels, but they had the discipline to wait until late July. The Special K is out a month and a half earlier. What is your take on that, Oscar?
Okay, there are two ways to look at this.
All right.
One is the same way that most people look at, and some people, they can decide later on in the season if they want to believe in it, is when the Christmas trees come out in roughly October, right?
Yeah.
People hate that. Some people hate that. I frankly enjoy it. I love seeing the trees out. It's festive, but I'm also not a parent and I don't have to start stressing about buying gifts.
Mm. Right.
When it comes to food, don't get upset about this. They're just trying to extend their season.
And if interesting take.
And if you're in the pumpkin spice world and that you're an aficionado there.
Big pumpkin.
Yeah, just enjoy it. Food is meant to be consumed, right? Just enjoy it.
Yeah, for Christ's sake, make a turkey dinner on the 4th of July. There's no law.
Thank you. Both of you. Wonderful. You're listening to
Oscar's Take.
Oscar. The average dad expects each kid to spend $27 on their Father's Day gift this year.
Ah!
And the top things dads want to... Yeah, I'm not getting anything.
No.
Carla might buy me something from Michael, but that's it. My kids, you know, I just gave her money, gave her some cash.
If I want steak for Father's Day, I got to go to Costco and buy the steak.
There it is.
That sucks.
The top things dad wants include a nice dinner out, Rob Spiewak.
There you go.
Nice bottle of booze, a watch. Oh, wouldn't that be a dream? A vacation. Tickets to a sporting event and beer. Steak was in there too somewhere.
Yeah.
But some of those are chip-in gifts, you know, where everybody gets together. Those are the gifts. I just threw that out.
Gentlemen, you guys are a bunch of rubes, and I know our listening audience is not. If we want steak for dinner, we go to Omaha Steaks in the search bar. We put TMOS, and we order steaks for dinner.
That's right,
Oscar.
You don't say,
if I want a steak, I'll go to Costco.
You don't say that.
I was speaking in general terms, of course.
Yes.
But let's get your feelings on gifts.
As you have for a decade.
Mike, true story, ordered for my brother, my sister, my mother, and you were there, I think,
when I told
Shannon, order Omaha Steaks for Father's Day. They're going to love this. My mom gets it because she's been there, quite frankly, longer than my father has. So we'll be celebrating together because I found out my dad is not coming into town this Sunday.
Not even for Father's Day.
It's three Sundays from now. And she gets the Omaha Steaks and we get to eat them.
Okay, enjoy. Yummy, yummy, love in my tummy. You're listening to
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Brooks Orpik of the Washington Capitals lost the tip of his pinky during Game 2.
Oh.
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. By the way, this is a guy that played the entire 7 games.
And was roughed
The entire 5 games. It didn't go 7. He just got it stitched back and kept playing when it happened in Game 2. Seriously, he didn't miss any time. Talking to reporters yesterday, he said, quote, this is the quote from Brooks Orpik. This is a tough guy. He's been in the league for a long time. It kind of fell off. If you're already getting queasy, you might want to cover your ears for a second. Because Brooks is underplaying this quite a bit. The finger didn't kind of fall off. It was slashed off by a hockey stick.
Mm-hmm. Aha!
The wielder of said hockey stick was Eric Howla of the Vegas Golden Knights. For slicing off a guy's finger with a wooden stick, Holla got 5 minutes in the penalty box. But Brooks Orpik, Washington Capitals, tough guy, ladies.
I saw this story and I was so fascinated. I started looking for pictures and video of the actual slash. Right,
you could hardly tell.
Could hardly tell. But I remember during the game he went to the back.
Yeah, he went to the locker room.
And I was like, oh my God. And he was holding his hand. Yeah.
Right.
He wasn't holding his hand. He was holding the tip of his finger.
Yeah.
And then you see him holding the Stanley Cup, and he's got a little bandage on the tip of his finger.
Yeah, they stitched it back on.
And as I'm going through this, I'm like, this is the difference between a man and a champion. right? Yeah. Who's getting back out there?
Yeah.
These guys, there is a level of toughness with NHL hockey players that is unmatched. I covered them. I skated with them. They are, you know, they're different. I remember, I'll never forget playing with the Washington Capitals alumni, and a guy went into the boards. We were playing the FBI, believe it or not.
That's really?
We were playing a benefit game with the FBI. The guy went into the boards and kind of landed the wrong way, and they got the wind knocked out of him, and he was going like down there, kind of having trouble getting his wind back.
Sure.
And one of our guys skated over and said, make sure you get his $5 for the ice time.
Oh, my God.
Hockey player.
You know, the guy actually caught a lucky break because when you cut off your finger, you're supposed to put it on ice.
You are.
So, I mean, there's always a silver lining.
He's surrounded by ice.
Yeah.
This is true. You can get the fingers at Costco, though.
That's right. You can.
They're right next to it. And they're next to the steaks because they're in the meat section.
That's right.
Ew.
Oh, gross.
Anyway, and now last item on Oscar's Take. Oscar, as the Daily Mail reports, a 2015 study of 2,300 people by the sex toy brand Love Honey found that male sexual desire peaks between 6 and 9 a.m., aligning with the highest spike in their testosterone levels over a 24-hour period, while female partners desire sex most between, of course, 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. Is one partner right? Is there an optimal time to have sex? In an attempt to puzzle it out, we look back at evolutionary biology.
Mm-hmm.
Early humans weren't having sex at night until we discovered fire.
Mm.
Turn on the light, sweet baby. that's about 1.6 million years ago. See, dudes don't want to do it in the dark.
No, you want to see. Sure.
That's according to Helen Fisher, a biological anthropologist and senior researcher at the Kinsey Institute. According to her studies, ancient man actually had sex in the middle of the day. They would wake up, they would eat, they would have sex, and then they would socialize. There we go.
Wow.
Nooner.
I didn't find out what a nooner was until my late 20s. And I remember the text that came through. It was nooner ? And I said,
"Who was from a young lady asking
from a young
you?
Lady I was dating."
No,
right?
I thought it was from Todd.
And my late 20s. I don't know if I knew Todd then.
Yeah, but you hadn't given him your flower yet.
No, I hadn't given it up yet.
Gross.
And I remember looking at my friend at work. And it was roughly 10 something, right?
Right.
And saying, do you know what this means? Like,
you shared it with someone?
Yeah, because he's like, yeah, you idiot. Like, she wants to have sex at lunchtime.
At lunchtime, yeah. That's what
yeah.
she wants.
And
she
I was like, oh, well, I can't do that. I'm doing the show.
That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. That's fantastic.
We were doing midday.
You can't do it. 5-hour show. I remember that.
Yes.
We'll take a break and come back with the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, friends. As someone completely untrained in medicine, I got to give it to you straight. Mike and the gang aren't going to be around much longer.
That's right.
At this point, Mike is more machine than man. Oscar is hopelessly hooked on porn and painkillers.
Yeah.
And Rob is asking an awful lot of his pancreas. My advice, enjoy them as much as you can while you can. Order the bonus show.
Right.
Because like Dude Walker says, 5 hours a week just ain't enough.
It ain't.
Especially once that Grim Reaper comes calling.
That's right. Don't forget. Thank you. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everybody does it. It's easy. It saves money. It's a no-brainer to shop Amazon, but we do need you to use your brain and remember to access the site. I can't stress this enough.
Do it.
We want to come to Las Vegas. Don't make it so we can't afford our plane tickets, people.
I don't want to drive with Oscar.
We don't want to drive across the country. Click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website, people. That's the way we need you to do it. We guarantee we will get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
This is a true buy something, say something. This comes from listener Adam Sternberg. He writes this. My daughter caught Caps fever while watching the hockey games with me during the Stanley Cup run. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of Caps gear in East South Florida, but one visit to the Amazon site through your webpage gave me all the Caps stuff we could ever imagine. And I had to pick one random item. I love this. This is the Stanley Cup champs hat.
Go to.
And it's $35.
Official.
I mean, you know, it would cost $1 million if you bought it at the Cap store. And they have everything. Jerseys from every era, banners, pennants. If you want any Cap swag, go to Amazon.
Amazon really does have everything. You find all the Caps gear and more at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. Then that makes sure we get the credit. It costs you nothing. Now go spend money, and we thank you. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, June 15. Rob Spiewak.
Where are you right now on Zach Galifianakis?
I'm not that engaged. Was surfing Netflix the other night. Went by his special. Watched John Mulaney's special instead.
Yeah.
Went back and looked at Patton's again. And, you know, that's where I am.
I'm back and forth. I like him. I like the show Baskets occasionally. I think that show is more a Louis Anderson show than a Zach Galifianakis show. But I always have liked when he does Between Two Ferns, where he does awkward interviews with real stars.
They're phenomenal. They're some of the funniest interviews I've ever seen. It's hysterical.
This week, the one dropped where he's interviewing Jerry Seinfeld.
You have comedians in cars getting coffee. James Corden has a carpool karaoke. What's next in lazy car-based non-comedy? You know that movie made a B movie? Don't you think it should have been called D minus movie?
It's called B movie because it's about bees. But it was the number one movie when it came out, so I had that feeling, which you had in the first Hangover, and then. Do you think if they only made one Hangover and didn't make the other two, it would be considered a comedy classic? Do you think that you destroyed what would have been a comedy classic by the cash grab of two and three?
Let me ask you a question. Do you have relatives that need emergency surgery all the time? Well, I do. My Aunt Deborah needed a baboon heart transplant. That's why I did Hangover 2. My Uncle Dickie, his yacht club burned down. That's why I did Hangover 3, is to save my uncle's yacht club and to buy myself a stretch Hummer.
That's a great, great story. It really has a funny ending.
So I recommend you watch it.
Jerry's such an a-hole. Jerry's just being an a-hole, but it's funny.
And what's great is halfway through, Jerry gets bumped by Cardi B. And they make him leave the stage.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's so great. All right. Follow up news story, Mike. Our news hounds were all over this. Do you remember the lady that was offering vampire facelifts?
Yes.
Yes, and she was not really a medical technician, not
That's
a nurse.
Right. Jesus Zaleda, or whatever her name was.
Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida, issued
Real
a
name.
Statement. Yes, he issued a statement yesterday about the vampire facelift lady.
She knew she wasn't a registered nurse. The doctor knew she wasn't a registered nurse, but she's a CRN. She's a criminal right now. If I want to lift, I'll just lift my cheeks with my fingers. I don't want any vampires messing with me. I don't want any fake registered nurses dealing with me.
Yeah, so that's what, so saith he.
Grady.
Yeah, Grady. Wow. And I also found out something as I dove a little deeper. The name of the weight loss clinic was Dr. Drop It Like It's Hot.
That's right. Yep, I said that yesterday.
And but what I did not know is that that's the name of a song by Snoop and Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. You didn't know this?
Didn't know
this. When the pimp's in the crib, ma. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it.
So this is what you want to hear when they're cutting on your face.
Yeah, when you're getting your vampire facelift.
Exactly. I don't want to play any more of that because I play that song all the time.
Right.
Let us close with this. You know, the World Cup has started. I had an interesting discussion about the World Cup with the guy at Target. I was going through, and he is a very energetic Spanish gentleman. He's one of my favorite checkers there. And he said, World Cup starts today. I said, absolutely. Who do you think is going to win? He says, you know, Germany always wins. I said, not World War II. He said, you know, you are right. But anyway.
Good point. Have a nice day.
So that's basically how it ended. The World Cup started in Russia, and they have issued warnings to the Russian people.
The World Cup kicked off in Russia, but they're not being that welcoming to outsiders. In fact, one Russian politician has warned the country's women not to sleep with foreign men visiting the nation for the World Cup. That's right, Eastern European women. You don't want to sleep with any foreign men. You might wind up the First Lady of the United States.
So beware. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you so much for selling out
our
Las Vegas show. Woo! We are truly, truly grateful. All snail mail for the show can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day. Oh, and thanks to Dennis Hall.
Yay, thank you, Dennis.
Put on the latex gloves. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Washed up in shore. No, no. Someone finds body, throws his bones into the salty water. A lobster boat comes, found his bones, put them in a hot pot, begged them for dinner. Then he didn't care. He didn't want to wash. He went